This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station right here, our Salem station that we also like to call the headquarters, command center, if you will, of everything that we do. Studio E is what we're in. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world, via the internet and the satellites. So you can catch us in all those different markets and different areas. Now, we also want to make sure that we give a big special shout-out to our active-duty military, keeping us free and safe, to our veterans, to our police and our firefighters and our ER room workers and our hospital workers in general, as well as the 9/11 dispatchers and the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, as well as the Coast Guard and all those keeping us free and safe working on the Third Watch right now. Now, to those that are out there, that are doing what they can to keep America rolling along, we thank you very much. That would be the over-the-road drivers, the truck drivers, and the bus drivers that are out there, the men and women that go coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Let's not forget, also, we've got our FACs and our FedEx, rather, and our UPS drivers, and we also want to send a special shout out to our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail. So you got your checks and your bills and all that moving back and forth. And of course, we've got our wonderful, and I mean wonderful because it takes a special breed to do this, the guys and gals that haul the suicide products, the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel. We want to thank them for what they do. And, of course, the Amazon people in the warehouses, as well as loading up their trucks and going out and delivering. Now, let's not forget the great people, group of people that are sitting back at the home 40, if you will. That would be all those people that are in the warehouses and all those people that work to keep the trucks moving at night, which is what they do when they're delivering a lot of groceries. And, of course, let's not forget that we've also got our chat room, and we've got that's open, by the way. And we've also got our great crew that's in there, the truck drivers and the bus drivers and the people sitting at home and whatnot, all in there chiming and letting us know what's going on. And we're going to say a hello to somebody here right after we get done with the pledge. But let's go over here to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Bring him into the mix because he's out there in balmy California. I mean, balmy California. Good morning, Kyle.
Thanks. Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yep. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All righty.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it's, to which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One. Oh, geez. I just got a message in the middle of all this and it diverted my attention. But anyway, let's get back to this. All right, one nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all. And I hate
with
that. I hate that one.
Justice for all.
I hate that when it happens. But somebody just shot a message in the middle of this, and it came right across my screen as I was doing what I was doing. But I do want to say hello to some of our close friends, our good friends. We've got Lenny in the Trump bus. They got a brand new bus. I'll be posting that out there in the chat room for everybody to see here in a little bit. Lenny's got a brand new Trump bus, and he says, "You still keep me up all night because you have info and a delivery that nobody else has here. Tonight I learned that cash scratch fever is real. Keep up the good work. Your friend in Atlanta, Lenny." Well, you got it, Lenny. We'll keep it up.
Amazing. Yeah, thank you so much, Lenny. And Captain, you know, just listening here during the introduction, all the different people across America tonight, of course, there's a lot on the Internet and even internationally, but all these people that are keeping America running, we're just glad to be along with them, and we're glad to have you here with us all through the overnight in the United States. I mean, this is really something, and we're proud of it, and we're proud of everybody who's out there.
We're just along for the ride.
Yep.
Yep. Now, the Saudi prince ran his mouth yesterday. He slammed Israel and the U.S.'s threats to strike Iran.
Well, yes.
That's his new buddy, by the way. That's his new buddy, Iran.
Yeah, but this, you know, just a short time ago, Captain, it seems like a million years ago, but a short time ago, the United States was actually hoping to build a coalition in the Middle East, including Saudi Arabia, that was understanding the threat that Iran posed, the need to isolate Iran, and the need to make sure that it can't spread its own hegemony, not only through the nuclear deal that it wants, but also through any other conventional means. And we're seeing all that basically disintegrate. It's terrible.
Well, we're also hearing that Iran may already have the bomb and may already be talking with their buddies in Saudi Arabia about seeing to it that they get part of it.
Well, and that would be a very, very big deal because Israel will take action if they find the opportunity to do that, to take out the capability of Iran to do something like that. And that could be another game changer.
Yes, they will. Okay, Mr. Kyle, you hold that thought. And, folks, we're going to go take a break, and we're going to be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's Jeff's turn, so let's see what Jeff has to say this morning.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and we'll get right back to the show here in a minute, but I got to tell you that this segment is brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, Mike Lindell and Company, and they're having a huge sale right now. They've got a whole bunch of stuff over there. Buy one, get one, 30% off, 40, 50%, 60, 70 discontinued items, 80 and 90% off. Go over to MyPillow.com, and if you ever needed anything, now is the time to do it. But go over to MyPillow.com, take a look at what they got, what's for sale. You'll notice that you'll be able to save a bunch of money. And the promo code will always be the word Captain. Yep, the word Captain will always be the promo code. And, of course, you can call them if you want by dialing 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. 5459. That's their phone number for direct contact with one of their people to answer any questions that you have. That's promo code Captain over at MyPillow.com. Shop till you drop and have a good time doing it. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, and we have got, first of all, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, we got our friend up in Colorado, Aaron, on the line. Let's go find out what Aaron's up to. Good morning, Aaron.
Yeah, Cap, Professor Pod as well. You know, it's interesting. I just saw a report that Cuba just, the parliament of Cuba just elected their president for another 5 years. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what did he do the first 5 years in Cuba? Because the capital of Havana is just a big pile of rumble ass. The Cuban citizens don't have nothing on the shelves to eat in their country. So what did he do his first 5 years as president of Cuba? I mean, what, smoked a Cuban cigar for 5 years?
No, they're going fishing.
No, going fishing? it's a great gig if you can get it. I mean, and then you get elected 5 more years. I mean, your city is a pile of F. Your country's a pile of F. And the citizens of Cuba, I don't think they elected the parliament that voted for him for another 5 years to be in there to smoke some more Cuban cigars.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the cycle of insanity in Cuba continues to just goes on and on and on. Maybe this president, who's got another 5 years to do absolutely not a damn thing, maybe he'll learn from something from the Chinese, because I think the Chinese are trying to...
They are
trying to buy influence in Cuba. So maybe this president, when he's got another 5 years, he can get in bed with the Chinese and maybe fix the city of Havana. Maybe get the Cuban citizens some food on the shelf. And maybe Mr. Moore, who touts Cuba's universal health care system in Cuba, maybe he'll live in Cuba and lose some weight there, because of course, mm-hmm. Mr. Moore, he's a big fat sack of crap. But anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, goodbye.
Hi. Thank you very much. That's there. That laid it right out there.
Yes, I appreciate Erin so much. I really do. You know, Captain, you know, she's talking, of course, about Miguel Diaz-Canel, or Kennel, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He was reelected, get this, landslide vote, 97.66% of those lawmakers voting for him. But by the way, the Communist Party is the only party in Cuba that's recognized, of course.
Oh no.
Yeah, so and here's the thing. I mean, I'm so glad that she brought this up, Captain, because remember, sometimes it's all about the messaging. Well, Cuba does have a huge crisis, but guess what? Guess what? The newly reelected president says we must assume this gigantic challenge without slowing down, as he reaffirmed the administration's commitment to Castro's revolution. So here we go. One party system. It's all about the messaging. Yes, the people are very bad off. They're starving in some cases. There's no real hope in sight for Cuba. But don't worry, we're just gonna keep going with the message. Sound familiar?
Yeah, and they still got their classic old cars.
Well, that's right, because they can't get any new cars, for one thing. So, it's not romantic, and it's not any. This is 90 miles off our border, off our shores, right?
Right.
And it's suffering, and this is the logical outgrowth of communism. That's what it does.
Yes, and double yes. So there you go. You got it spot on. Now, semi-automatic rifles, the ban has now been passed and signed by the governor in Washington State. What do you suppose is going to happen there?
Well, I think it's a very, very big development. There's no doubt about that. Certainly, you know, we've seen other bans go into place, like, for example, with the bump stocks, because it allowed weapons to be used almost as if they were automatic. Certainly it's a blow in some ways, because you have legitimate gun owners and users and sportsmen and so forth, who want to be able to have access to this. But in other words, it's going to create more controversy for the Second Amendment. But generally speaking, though, criminals won't have access to it, hopefully, at least to be able to buy something like that.
Yeah, but they can make them.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Just like we saw with the bump stocks. So I think sometimes there are good intentions, but the problem is we're still dealing with hatred. We're still dealing with evil. We're still dealing with people who would find some other way to do something bad. So we have to address these core issues. You know, and I'm not trying to be flip. I do think that there's a degradation in society these days, which simply means that everything is devalued, and that's a terrible thing. We have to start there too.
Yes, we do, and we also have to understand something here, and that is that the judge in the Trump case is not a friend of Donald Trump's. He's favoring subpoenas of the people involved in the Trump case to make sure that they show up for deposition.
Well, sure. This is another reason why perhaps he should recuse himself, because, you know, sometimes you talk about the mere appearance of impropriety. Well, you know, the idea that you have entire groups out there that would be anti-Trump no matter what, and certainly if they're in a position of power, and just reverse the roles. If this was Barack Obama being brought up on charges, and somebody was just, they were a Bush appointee, and they just disagreed with Obama's politics, there'd be calls for recusal. And there would be calls to say, this is so political that it's ridiculous. And they'd be correct in many cases.
What was your first clue?
Right. Well, but this is part of the slouching towards the, like we were just talking about with Cuba, or those kinds of systems, the Soviet-style system, where everything is skewed to the state, and now it becomes fine. You can arrest your political adversaries. That's fine. Tarnish their record. We'll trump up some charges, no pun intended, and we'll just continue to clean house with this stuff because we're in power. And that's getting back to Cuba for a moment. That's the thing. They're in power. They will never give it up. It's an aphrodisiac to them, and the people suffer as a result.
They got plenty of weapons from China, Russia too, not China, Russia.
Well, right. And don't think for one second that there aren't people in this country who would love to have a monoparty system so they literally can rule over you. They will talk to you about, oh, no, we're going to make you free. We're going to free you from these guns, you know, this kind of stuff. No, they want to rule over you. That is the default position in humanity. I hate to say, but our experiment here in the United States is a blip on the radar screen, and we have to do everything we can to maintain it.
You mean you've been blipped?
Right. Well, but throughout, just go back through history. Everything is despotism or someone ruling over, or they're to conquer you or do all this kind of stuff. But yet we're a very, very different idea, the idea of the empowerment of the individual. And that's why, if you allow me, Captain, to wax on this a little for a second, the idea is that this is why they're trying to pull people apart with racial discord, because they realize that when people figure out that America is opportunity, that takes away their power, so they try to tear us apart.
Alrighty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more, and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics too. And of course, when we come back in during this next break, we're going to be bringing along with us a couple of special guests. How's that? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Concerns about Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas's failure to disclose gifts and luxury travel he received from a Republican donor are being sent to a judicial committee. The director of the Judicial Conference of the United States wrote in a letter to a pair of Democratic lawmakers that she has passed along their concerns about Thomas in a recent report from ProPublica to the committee. The lawmakers are worried Justice Thomas has something to hide. The U.S. war in Afghanistan was a, quote, strategic failure.
The U.S.-supported Afghan government and military collapsed almost immediately as U.S. forces began their final withdrawal from the country.
That's what Defense Department Inspector General Robert Storch told the House Oversight Committee during a hearing on the U.S. exit from Afghanistan. The Republican-led committee is reviewing the Biden administration's actions surrounding the withdrawal of troops in 2021. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You know, the great thing about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care is they really care about you and taking care of your problem. They really care because I had a problem and no one else had been able to do anything about it. Until they came along. Now, ladies, if you're a little bit about sensitivity when it comes to having somebody work on your feet and your legs and this, that, and the other, they've got ladies there. They've got lady podiatrists. And I would strongly suggest that you go and you see them because they can relate to the problem you're having. And you won't need to worry about, you know, the tee-heeing and ha-haing and all that stuff that goes on. And I will tell you one other thing here, that if you check them out online, make sure that you let them know that you've spoken to me, the captain, because they're going to want to know how you found out about them. But that's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care over at 38th and 68th, just past the hospital there on 38th Street, on the northbound side of the road. Check them out. See what they can do for you. They've worked wonders for me, and I'm sure they can help you too. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, continuing our conversation, which never stops, right?
That's right.
Russia has accused the Ukraine of sabotaging the grain deal. Oh, boy, here we go.
Well, of course, yes. And definitely they don't want the ability for Ukraine to get the revenue and get the resources from being able to do that.
Well, do we want them to get the money and the revenue?
Well, of course not. That's right.
Yeah, and it's the grain coming from the Ukraine, so consequently I should say let them have the money. Just let them have it.
Right.
Now, consumer agents and a consumer agency had some 250,000 consumers and all their info that they had. Their credit was destroyed as a result of this.
Well, that's right. If the information is breached, then that is certainly, this is being looked at as a major data breach. There's no doubt about it. 250,000 people. And a lot of times, you know, that's, to try to clean that up is very difficult. And a lot of times they will offer, the consumers some kind of, a protection, or they'll, like, for example, if your information is found on the dark web or this kind of thing, that they will help you to try to clear it up, if there's identity theft.
Now, we do a lot of work with a lot of different private companies and a lot of health companies and whatnot. And I've often wondered whether or not illegal immigrants, with real health problems are holding back these companies from growing. I'll bet they are.
Well, in the sense that that through illegal immigration you could spread some diseases that might have already been minimized to a very low level in the United States. The answer to that is probably yes, only because the healthcare standards or the availability, mm-hmm. maybe that's a better way of putting it, in different countries, some countries that are struggling, that can continue to be a real factor. And it's sad because look at the level by which even the federal government, and especially the Biden administration, wanted to, and even state governments, wanted to restrict your movements, literally restrict what you're able to do based on the idea of not trying to spread COVID. Well, but if it comes into other kinds of diseases, tuberculosis and so forth, why can't we have the same kind of fervor in order to make sure that's happening? But is it because it's a political issue then, because it has to do with illegal immigration?
Well, it's a political issue because we've made it such.
Right. Yeah, diseases, all these things have now become political science. You know, we're supposed to follow the science, but it's political science. You know, political science can say you need to wear 3 masks. No, wait, no, we changed that now. It's 4 masks. Or, no, you only need to wear a particular mask. It's ridiculous stuff.
And what did you find out yesterday about the masks?
What was that?
Well, that they were bringing it back in some different parts of the league, and some teams were having to wear a certain type, and other teams were having to wear a different type.
In the baseball league?
No. Basketball.
Oh, basketball, okay.
Yeah, where some of the women are still wearing it, and some of the close-up sports.
Well, that's very interesting, you know, if that's the case, because obviously it's hard to play sports in a mask.
It's not the big time guys, it's still the little guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Well, of course, you'd have to ask yourself, do masks really, really do what they're supposed to do? We understand why surgeons wear masks in an operating room, right? But just out in the big world, you know, they're entitled to wear a mask if they want to. You know, people aren't going to make you take it off in the grand sense, but in terms of it being effective I think that still remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm. Now, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Go over to his website, thekylewarrenshow.com, to find out more information about him. All right, we had a big-time hack again of a consumer agency in which it looks like some 250,000 people on fire, all are on file there, all got hacked.
Well, that's right. Evidently, according to the reports, it has to do with a former employee with an entity called Consumer Financial Protection Bureau send out some 250,000 consumer accounts to a personal email account. So this is obviously a major breach according to what we've seen in the past here.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's a bad thing to hear again. Anytime you have a breach of any type and you get the information out there for all to see, it's never good.
Well, that's right, and that's why it's not a bad idea to employ some kind of service. You know, we see these kinds of things advertised all the time, or to just be very, very careful. I mean, and it starts in your home, too. I mean, invest in a paper shredder, for one thing, and shred things that have any kind of identifying, numbers or stuff like that. I mean, that's just the start, number one. Number two, be very, very careful with where you do business and where you put your credit card numbers in on the Internet.
Hmm. Wow, that's even scarier.
Well, sure. In other words, deal with reputable firms or reputable companies, reputable businesses. Yeah.
Now, could illegal immigrants under this president that's in office right now, Joe Biden, could illegal immigrants be causing a lot of the problems that we've got when it comes to the hacking and it comes to the diseases and whatnot? A lot of people are saying it is, and we haven't seen any real solid proof to the, to the contrary, one way or the other.
Well, if you have unfettered immigration, Captain, even to attend school, you have to have certain vaccinations. You have to have certain, you have to be reasonably assured that you don't have certain kinds of diseases like tuberculosis, right, that could be brought into a school.
Yeah, that's been that way forever.
Exactly. But yet when it comes to the border, well, people can just walk across and then they can disappear into society and never be known that they're even in our country, and they could have something like that. It's a medical issue. It's not a political issue. It's a medical issue.
Alrighty, hold that fort, and I'll tell you what, we'll be right back, folks, with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, as we take a look at what's going on out there in the world in which we live, all across the country and around the world. I'll be back. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovice. It's 2 o'clock in the morning and news breaks. What you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Different about a Vrbo vacation home?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's none other than Ted Nugent with one of those building commercials in the middle of it. And I'm going to just get rid of that and go back over here to Kyle. But that was a surprise. I didn't know it was going to do that. In the middle, it stopped and it played a commercial.
Mid-roll, evidently, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was Ted Nugent live in Waco, Texas, back in 2021. He was doing a concert. Cool. Yeah, he was doing a concert up on stage, so that's what we had going on there. The music was there, but, you know, trying to hear him was a little different story.
Yes, no kidding.
All right, well, take it away out west. It looks like as if it's quieted down a little bit out west by you, and things are starting to move inland, except for what's coming ashore up there in Washington State, but take it away.
Well, that's right, Captain. As we look at the forecast for our friends in Seattle and Portland, looks like we're going to be having, of course, rain on Thursday. That looks like that's going to be heading into as we head towards the weekend, of course. And certainly in Portland, we got rain on Thursday. We got Friday, Saturday, mostly cloudy, light rain coming back in on Sunday. We do have a freeze warning out in the Yakima region there. Also, just a little south of Walla Walla, we have a freeze warning as well. Also, cold temperatures in Reno as you head north on I-80 out towards Winnemucca, so you want to be careful with that because those temperatures are going to be freezing in many cases, and that, of course, is going to mean that you want to make sure you got your fuel right. Same story if you're coming out of Denver into Utah on I-70, you got a freeze warning there. A little bit on the of Colorado going into Utah, a little bit on the Colorado side there as well. We've got the looks like those wind advisories that we had mostly in the high desert have now simply been reduced to a little bit north of Los Angeles, up near California City, and up near Ridgecrest, and of course that's going to be along Highway 395. So be aware of that. A little bit of snow on the map tonight. This is north of Helena in Montana, between Helena and Great Falls. So on Interstate 15 there. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, we've got a tornado watch which has sprung up in the central part of the United States, and it looks like it's encompassing three different states here, Kyle. Looks like I got the southeastern corner of Nebraska, the northwestern corner of Missouri, the southwestern corner of Iowa, and probably the eastern part of Kansas. Am I right?
Well, that's right. In fact, we just saw a new tornado warning pop in the last 10 minutes or so. This is going to be in Pottawatomie County, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, in Riley Counties in Kansas. Mm-hmm. This is going to be, again, the storms capable of producing tornadoes located over Randolph, moving east at 50 miles per hour. So be aware of that.
Yeah, and for all you truckers out there, that would take care of all your night if you got caught up in that stuff for sure. So be careful. All right. So now we do have winter weather, North Dakota, northern North Dakota, the northwestern part. We've got some freezing temperatures as well as some snow up in that area. We also have got over towards the east, if you stay in North Dakota, we do have some what looks like rain still up in there, but it's going away, and the colder temperatures are going to make that rain become, yep, you guessed it, snow. So be advised of that as we move through the day. And northern Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, and the upper peninsula of Michigan, you're all going to be under a freeze warning as well as some snow. Winter storm watch up in the upper peninsula of Michigan. That's been going on all week long. Also got some rain in the mix down below that, where the temperatures are a little bit warmer. We do have that unsettled weather we just told you about in the southeastern part of Nebraska, the northwestern corner of Missouri, and the eastern part of Kansas, if you will. Moving towards Kansas City, I might add, and Fort Riley, you might know where Fort Riley is in Kansas. That's pretty predominant there, I-70 and whatnot. So keep your eyes and your ears open there. You might be having some bad weather coming your direction if you're moving around. Moving down towards the fog that we've got tonight in the Gulf, which we do. We've got a little bit of fog down around New Orleans. We've got a little bit more between Pascagoula over to Mobile, Alabama. Then we've got some in the southeastern corner of Alabama, also in Georgia, up around Atlanta, and a little bit west and south of Atlanta, and more of it as you go up the mountains, I-85 tonight. If you're running up I-85, you're going to have it going up into the Carolinas, and over on 95, looks like we'll have some in South Carolina, up there around the state line with Virginia. and then moving up the coastline. The fog that was there last hour is now starting to break up and move further inland, if you will, and further up the line. So that's what we got going on there. And a lot more weather coming for you or coming to you as I let Kyle tell you all about the truckers' specials and what goes on at the Pilot and the Flying J for all of you that want to get in there and take advantage of saving some money.
That's right, Captain, because the Pilot Flying J Travel Center sponsor the Trucker Highway and Byway Report right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. You can do that right from your smartphone. You can download the My Rewards Plus app, find out how you can save money, earn points, and get great offers as well. pilotflyingj.com.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, you can hear you on the podcast here right here with me. And you can also hear your show over there on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. We have a link for it over there. And we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and joining us right now from the mountaintop overlooking Tampa and Sarasota and all those places south of her. It's none other than Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, got it all in there. Now, we have a unique situation again going on here between, between Disney, Florida, and our governor, Ron DeSantis. Who's going to win this?
Well, you can't really go against the voters. So, in legislation, with Disney trying to undo the oversight committee, I guess it was. I don't know what DeSantis' team was really called. It was created by the voters, so, or by the legislators. So, I would say that DeSantis will win.
Well, he's got plenty of support, if you will, for this, because a lot of people believe that Disney has been doing a lot of strange things over the years to keep their empire.
We're about to lay off another 7,000 people, the corporation is.
Yeah.
And most of them are coming from Disney Entertainment.
Yeah.
So, and that, and ESPN is letting a whole pile of people go, and of course Disney owns ESPN.
Yes, they do, don't they? All right. We'll be back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Hour number three coming up in just a little bit, right after the news and all that good stuff, and I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-9-
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.